Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And Professor Greg, and all last week we studied the 10 commandments and read between the lines.
That's right.
That God was taking a people here that he had to give them laws to go by so he could bless them. That's his job, to bless. And it began in Genesis.
That's right.
So it's pretty important, really.
It's very important.
It goes all the way through both covenants.
It's all the way through. All the teachings hang on it. Yes. He had to get their attention.
Yes.
And that's what he did. He got their attention.
So, and, oh my, Greg, I'm eager, you know. Yes, amen. And my something crossed my mind. I was like, glory to God, yes. And I'd walk out there and say, I'll tell you what we're going to do. And we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. And boy, howdy, oh, wow, from, and I don't have any idea when or when. And this is one of the things that wore me out. And so, and I'm praying about all these things, and the Lord said, you have mistaken my anointing for strength and energy. And he said, you never inquired of me of my plan. Now he said, you picked up on my plan, but then you publicly announced it. So now you're obligated to it. And you have no idea what it was supposed to do. He said, if you will seek me and get the plan, take the time to inquire of me. Now, that's what David did.
Mm-hmm.
Take the time to inquire of me. And together, we'll work this out. That means a lot of time in prayer and praying in the yes. Spirit. And then listen.
Yes.
And, okay. And then he said, and then if you'll announce it when I say announce it, by that time, I will have had time to show you what the plan is and how it works. And that was just about along the time when the Lord said, don't seek ways to get the money in.
Mm-hmm.
He said, seek the ways to get my word out, and I'll see to it that the money comes in to finance it. Mm-hmm. Changed my whole life and existence. And at least I got a little rest for a while. And I always pushed myself way too hard in this because I love it so. And but find out what his plan is. And that's it right here. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given to me, every man among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as according as God has dealt to every man among you the measure of faith. Having given, oh, what are we going to do here? Oh, glory to God. We're about to learn the nine manifestations of the Spirit of God, the gifts of the Spirit. I'm so glad I didn't stop reading up here.
That's right.
The gifts of healings, working of miracles, and so forth and so on. And 14, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. So you let it spend enough time, class, and to the radio and television audience, and to the KCBC students, take the time that it takes and find out what the plan is. My spiritual father said it like this, Kenneth, people will tell you you can't do it. Find out the will of God. Confer no longer with flesh and blood. Get your job done at any cost. Well, there's a way you find out the will of God.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
By presenting your body, your mind, yeah. The totality of all of you.
I'm putting myself in his hands. Mm-hmm. So then I had to learn that I didn't get this from anyone. It just developed over a period of time. It is so important. And one of the ways that I came about it, World War II, Monterey, California. Total immersion in the languages. 6 weeks. You're fluent. By the end of the year, you're an interpreter. Because they didn't trust other people. Total immersion. Well, I wanted to go total immersion in the Word of God. That's where the Victory Channel came from. But you see, there's no marker there that were any change of paragraph like in the King James. And you just keep on going and going and going. This is the book of liberty.
That's right.
Amen.
Paul lays out a case in the book of Romans, and thank you, I get to teach this class at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. We do Romans, Galatians, and Hebrews word by word, so we get it all in context of what he's saying.
Oh, that's so real.
And, well, it's total immersion.
Yeah.
And it's based on one thing, the just shall live by faith. Four times that phrase in Habakkuk, the first covenant, and then three times in our new covenant, in the epistles, it's written to us. And so, when you read it in the original Hebrew, it doesn't say the just shall live by faith. It says the just by faith shall live. Changes everything. Yes, and so I looked it up in Greek in my blue letter Bible. I even asked Renner when he was here. I said, all right, Renner, this is what it says. Is this right? And in Greek, it says the same thing, the just by faith. I was trying to live by faith. I was trying to, the just shall live by faith. So I was trying to live by, I was working hard, my faith, Brother Copeland. No, my faith is what justified me. Now I live. I can live after I've been justified. Yeah. But I was still trying to be justified because my denomination taught me that.
Yeah.
When you look at this book of Romans, chapters 1-8 are all the doctrine of justification, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And it's the Jew with a covenant still needed to be justified, still need a redeemer. The Gentile with no covenant, still, we're both in the same boat. We need a redeemer. Mm-hmm. And the law is who produced that redeemer, pointed us to him. It was Jesus, that seed of Abraham. But if you look, he inserts chapters 9, 10, and 11 to the Jews in there. But chapter 8, and I'm not saying we remove that, but if you take the end of chapter 8, about the Spirit, there is therefore now no condemnation of those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And I go straight over to 12.
Yeah.
This is why I present my bodies.
Yeah.
Because I'm walking after the Spirit. They continue with one another. You look at the end of 8. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I skip right over. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice. All I did was skip those three chapters. But now I understand why I present my body.
The Romans didn't realize that they'd just been through Bible school. The whole thing is in the book of Romans.
Absolutely. And I would submit the other one that amplifies this, version 2.0, is Hebrews.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The book of Hebrews.
You put those two together. And, of course, the Apostle Paul wrote them both.
I believe that.
And you well, Brother Hagin asked him.
That's Jesus, yeah.
Well, and he talks about Timothy, his son.
Right.
Come on. And, I don't care who wrote it. It's in the book.
Some of the earliest church fathers had the book of Galatians followed by the book of Hebrews. And if you look closely, they're almost one letter.
Yes, they are.
First part written to the Gentile, the second part, Hebrews, written to the Jew. And he says, see what such long letter I wrote in my own hand? Well, if you put the two together, that's the longest of Paul's writings. And I kind of think that's what it was. I think they got split.
Yeah.
They both quote, the just shall live by faith. And they're laying out the case of what you were talking about a while ago, using your own trust and your own flesh. And it'll get you over into worry. It'll get you over into striving to do things, announcing things. See, you're a visionary.
Yeah. Well, and most people don't realize that the first chapter of the book of Hebrews, now listen to this, class. The first chapter of the book of Hebrews are the words God used to raise Jesus from the dead.
That's absolutely right.
Bringing the angel, to which of the angels sit on my right hand till the enemy be made your footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for the heirs of salvation? It's all there.
Hebrews teaches first that Jesus is better than angels.
Uh-huh.
He's better than Moses. He's better than the law. He's better than the earthly priest.
Yes.
The whole book is pointing to Jesus is better than all these things. I call the book of Hebrews, I just joke around, I call it new and improved. You know, or no additives, 100% pure organic. I mean, he's better. if you like that chicken from Kentucky, he's extra crispy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean it's better.
Yeah.
The entire book is pointing to something better. This is why we can be joyful and have a peace that passes all understanding and not be affected by the cares of this world, because he's mine and I'm his. Now I can trust him. See, it's a matter of trust. Most believers don't trust him.
No, they claim
they're not in faith when they don't trust
him. They claim that they do. But, and it's wrapped up in one verse. We have known and believed. Known.
Mm.
Intimate relation.
Yes.
Intimate relation. We've had an intimate relation with the love and believed it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
experienced it, handled it.
Do you believe that God loves you?
Yes.
Absolutely. You really believe that? Oh, I really do. And you believe that's one of the commandments? Oh, yes, I do. And you've had some financial difficulties? You wouldn't believe it, Brother Copeland. You wouldn't believe what kind of financial. I said, well, what's my, sometimes I just don't think God cares. You don't believe the love.
That's it.
You're what James called a double-minded person.
Right.
Oh, Lord, carest thou not that we perish? So, I'm not criticizing Peter. I'm just making a point here. Lord, I'm going with you on this water if I have to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't criticize him. There wasn't anybody else jumped out of the boat.
That's right.
And he got so close, he saw the wind boisterous and said, Lord, help me. He was right there. He walked on it.
I believe the power of God was present for all 12 of them to walk on water.
Yeah. And it was in the word, come.
Yes.
Come.
If it be you, Lord, bid me come.
Now, Peter knew who he was because he said, Jesus told him, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. He knew who he was.
And that's the reason his name's Peter. Simon Bar-Jonah is his name. Anyway, go ahead.
So let me show you something that Peter said, and I think this is where a lot of believers struggle today. This is over in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. Well, let me go to verse 11. For so an interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in this present truth. Our present truth. What's our present truth? That Jesus came and he gave himself for me. He fulfilled.
What verse were you on?
I was in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12.
Yeah.
Verse 12.
Yeah.
This present truth. Now that's my covenant, Brother Copeland.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I have to be established in the present truth.
Glory to God.
I can't try to live under somebody else's anointing. Somebody else's covenant. I have to walk in my anointing and where I've been graced. That, and then that takes you over to 1 John. Mm-hmm. You get over to 1 John chapter 5, what you were talking about a moment ago. Whosoever believeth that Jesus Christ is born of God, everyone that loveth him, that begat love in him, also we are begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments.
Yes.
So this is my present truth, that the covenant of love, his love for me, that he left heaven, took on an earthly body so that I can be identified with him again.
Yes.
And not be separated from him any longer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nothing can separate me from the love of God.
And we're talking about the renewed mind.
That's right? And I have to renew my mind to the present truth.
Well, and not worried.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're right here, 1 Peter chapter 5.
All right.
And, Spence, how long do I have left?
7 minutes.
Oh, good, we have plenty of time. Chapter 5. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
Amen.
Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, willingly, it's not for sale, neither as being lords over God's heritage, being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. You hear that, class?
Amen.
A crown of glory. Yeehaw. Oh. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care on him, for he cares for you. Casting. It's that same word. I mean, I'm a fisherman. You cast it. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfastly in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions accomplished in your brethren that are in the world, the God of all grace, who hath called you unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, that you've suffered a while, make you perfect. Now, let's get it here. And this... Now, 3, 5. Clothe upon yourselves, all of you, with humility as a garb of servant, so that its covering cannot possibly be stripped from you with freedom and arrogance toward one another. For God sets himself against the proud, the insolent, overbearing, disdainful, and presumptuous, and boastful. Come home, Lord. Frustrate. Therefore, humble yourselves, demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you, casting the whole of your care, anxieties, worries, and concerns once and for all.
Amen.
Once and for all. Get rid of that. Cast it off of your mind. Once and for all. Or in other words, walk in it.
So if you look at this and you think, keep in the mind context of the people of Israel, the chosen people at Mount Sinai, look at this. Partakers of the glory, eternal glory, establish, strengthen, settle on you. They were afraid of the glory.
Yes,
we're not afraid of the glory. Jesus will say in those final instructions, therefore am I glorified in them. You're a carrier of his glory.
Yes, yes.
This is why I renew my mind. This is why I present my body. See, it's all part of those Ten Commandments, but it's, we're now reading between the lines here.
Yes, yes.
This is carried over in the new covenant, and I have the ability to do this in Christ.
Well, they had reason to be afraid of that glory.
Absolutely.
Because Moses came down there, his face was shining. I mean, they looked at that and said, what is this all about? He was glowing.
He had to put a veil over his face. So now think about that for a second. When Jesus gave up the ghost, they didn't kill him.
No.
That's right.
When he gave up the ghost and submitted himself, not my will but yours be done, Father, I commit my spirit in your hands. What happened? The veil was ripped.
Yes.
Moses had to put a veil. Jesus said it is finished.
That's what I was thinking about.
And the veil was ripped. What veil? The veil that separates me from now.
The veil of the temple.
Yes, sir.
4 inches thick and something like 40 feet tall. And it was ripped from the top to the bottom.
You realize in Jesus' ministry on the earth, he never went into the Holy of Holies because he couldn't. He wasn't a Levite. He couldn't even go into the holy place.
No, he's from Judah.
He's from the tribe of Judah. He's not allowed in there. The creator, the presence himself, can't go in there. And that's what he said, it is finished. That thing was ripped, and he got out of the box, if you will, or the Ark of the Covenant. And he is present with us. He's in you. The glory's in you right now. This is why you have to renew your mind.
How much time do I have?
1 minute.
Huh?
90 seconds.
Okay. And I want to take this up on tomorrow's broadcast, and we'll read the 22nd Psalm from the
Amplified.
From the Amplified.
And you'll
it's
see,
all in there.
Well, you'll see exactly what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
On the cross.
Praise God.
But he fulfilled all of this. When he said it is finished, it wasn't just dramatic. It was real.
We'll be right back in just a moment. Glory to God.
The Bible isn't meant to be complicated. It's meant to be understood. That's why Richard Francis Weymouth, a renowned Christian scholar and linguist, dedicated his life to creating a translation that brings the New Testament to life in clear, modern English. Kenneth Copeland personally believes this is one of the most powerful study resources you can possess, which is why he wants you to have the New Testament in Modern Speech, a Kenneth Copeland Publications exclusive, absolutely free. It's not just another translation. It's your key to deeper revelation. With its accuracy and readability, you'll unlock the meaning behind the original Greek text, making the Word of God plain, practical, and powerful for every part of your life. Add this powerful resource to your study library. The New Testament in Modern Speech. Yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
The New Testament in Modern Speech Bible. Yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 to request your free copy. Experience the New Testament in a translation by Richard Francis Weymouth to help bring accuracy and clarity to your study of God's Word. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
People will always tell you you can't do it. Do these three things and you'll always be successful. Number one, find out the will of God. Number two, confer no longer with flesh and blood. Number three, get your job done at all costs. Finding out the will of God, that's when you get the vision.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, Keith Butler, and Reba Rambo, April 3rd through the 5th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
These commandments are blessing commands. And when we stay with God's commandments, we will live in the blessing of the Lord. Now remember, download the free broadcast study notes, kcm.org, download the whole week. I mean, get all of the scripture references and you can teach off of them and praise God. Amen. Well, we'll see you. Whoa, I'm excited. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. Glory.
Yes, he is. Amen.
God, hallelujah.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.